But in terms of, whether this is characteristic of this generation, it is, and it's new because the baby boomer women, and our book starts with some baby boomer women, really only they had all or nothing choices. They worked or they didn't work. They didn't have all these shades of gray that are available to working professionals today. Telecommuting was unheard of at the time. There weren't as many entrepreneurial options, and there weren't work at home, stay at home, all these slashes that define us. So what we found is that the women, so for those women, while they didn't have great choices, it was relatively clear cut. There weren't all these options, and our generation has struggled to make sense of those options. We don't know what to do with this abundance that we've inherited from the baby boomers. This issue is often not discussed, and it's because people who have advantages don't want to seem like they're complaining or whining when they already know they have so much. But our response to that is when we put out a survey to, our networks, and it went viral and had 1,000 women, in 10 days responding to it. It showed us that people were really dying, thirsting to talk about these topics, this topic. And a lot of them said that they felt like they shouldn't. And so that was one of the reasons we wanted to write this book, was to say, just because you have advantages doesn't mean that you don't have a place in this national conversation about this very important issue of work-life balance.